David Mosby of Richmond dealt cocaine a couple of times, but his record has been clean for almost 15 years. I caught up with him after he took a selfie with the governor, shaking his hand for signing an executive order restoring Mosby's right to vote.
I always been kind of sad and down that I could never vote, and I never actually tried to get my rights restored because I was just dealing with everyday life and trying to take care of myself and my family. But now, it is a huge, huge difference, and I will make a difference, and I will go and vote.
What's it going to be like when you get to go vote?
It's going to be amazing. I'm probably going to cry. I was up there shedding tears as the governor was talking. So it's going to be one amazing experience for the first time.
Mosby is 46 and hasn't voted before. That's because in Virginia, a felon has lost that right permanently, unless they apply for and get granted an exception by the governor's office. Now, in a controversial move, the governor has skipped that step altogether, restoring the rights of all felons who have served their time and paid their fines, meaning Mosby and others like him can walk into a DMV today, like anyone else, and register to vote. Richmonder Mark Hill had previously tried to register via mail.
This is a letter. This letter here told me I was denied. You are ineligible to register to vote for the following reasons.
It says because you're a convicted felon.
Yeah, but I paid my dues. I did what I had to do, everything.
Hill was convicted nearly a decade ago of cashing fake checks and grand larceny. He served his time, and despite his crimes, says he still wants to vote.
I was one of the votes that put Obama in office. I felt good about that. As for the General Assembly and stuff like that, I wanted to be a part of it. And I wanted to be a voice that heard.
When I asked Hill who he was planning on voting for in November, he said anyone but Donald Trump. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.